I started off doing events with the Japanese market, Honolulu Festival, and there's also the Pan Pacific Festival, or originally it was called Matsuri in Hawaii. And I also have a division where I provide Japanese speaking language specialists to a few travel agencies to support their operations at the airport. From about April is when everything halted. So unfortunately, business went straight down and plummeted to zero because everything I deal with is the Japanese market. It's been a rough year, and I'm not seeing any light at the end of the tunnel. And so we're just hoping that things will get better, but it's looking kind of scary to see if, will I still be able to provide for my family first? And then will my company be able to continue without any, revenue coming in, because there's still, expenses that we have. When I spoke to a few of the clients that I work with, they have announced that their package tours are right now postponed until the end of January. I tried to look at, other avenues to see, what's out there, because I was fully into having all my eggs in one basket, so to speak. So that was the difficult part. And we're trying to maybe touch into this import business side, and that's something that's totally new to me. I had to do my due diligence, do some research, and we're actually still in the process of getting approvals because it's like a disinfectant type of product. That's been really tough. We're still trying to get that process. We're working with the manufacturing company in Japan, almost like a full 180 degree turn to try to do something. And we're still working on it. It could be 6 months out that everything will be put together. I was able to sign up for the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, or PUA. Regular unemployment, you're not qualified for. PUA, they came up with a number, and I would say that's just enough to pay the bills and everything. Not for work, it would be more for, living expenses. I have a family of five, including myself, so that just covers that portion. So it's getting kind of scary. I'm just hoping right at that 1 year mark and then business starts up, I would say we survived. But if it goes longer than that, and then if we don't have any type of assistance, it's going to be very, very difficult. I'm just hoping and praying, I guess you can say.